Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has reiterated U.S. support for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza conflict, but she says the Bush administration does not want to see a return to the situation of last month when an Egyptian-mediated truce was routinely broken by Hamas rocket fire into Israel. Rice's comments to reporters at the White House after a briefing for President Bush were the first by a senior administration figure since Israel began its air campaign in Gaza December 27th, and she put blame for the crisis squarely on Hamas. Rice said the militant Islamic faction has held the Gaza Strip hostage since illegally seizing power there and has used the coastal strip as a launch pad against Israel, deeply contributing to Gaza's humanitarian crisis. Rice said the United States is continuing a diplomatic drive to end the Gaza hostilities, but made clear the Bush administration is not interested in a new ceasefire deal that would fall apart like its predecessor.
We are working toward a ceasefire that would not allow a reestablishment of the status quo ante, where Hamas can continue to launch rockets out of Gaza. It is obvious that that ceasefire should take place as soon as possible, but we need a ceasefire that is durable and sustainable.
Rice said she has been in constant contact with key Arab states, Israel, and with European allies to find a solution to the Gaza situation, but said under questioning she has no plans at this point to go to the Middle East. The State Department said Rice spent much of New Year's Day in telephone contacts with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and the foreign ministers of Britain, Jordan, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. She continued the effort Friday with calls to, among others, the foreign minister of the Czech Republic, Karel Schwarzenberg, whose government has just taken over the European Union's rotating presidency and is organizing a joint EU peacemaking mission to the region. U.S. diplomats are also engaged on Gaza at the UN Security Council, where Libya has presented a draft resolution from the Arab League, which calls for an immediate ceasefire while condemning Israel for using disproportionate force. The measure does not mention Hamas rocketing of Israel, and U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Zalmay Khalilzad, says it is unbalanced and unacceptable in its current form. The Gaza crisis has spurred anti-Israel protests across the Arab world and elsewhere, many of which have also been aimed at the United States as Israel's principal ally and arms supplier. At a news briefing, State Department acting spokesman Gordon Duguid said there had been no American green light for Israeli offensive operations, and he expressed hope Arab publics will realize the United States is seeking a ceasefire that will be fully respected by both sides.
Having a ceasefire declared for its own sake that is immediately called and then immediately violated does not solve the problem. Arab opinion, I hope, will understand what we're trying to do. I understand that passions in the region are inflamed by the situation. I only can offer them our sincerest efforts to try and work with our partners to achieve a ceasefire and then move on and achieve a political settlement.
White House spokesman Gordon Jandro, meantime, said President Bush had also spoken with Prime Minister Olmert and that the United States has told Israel it needs to avoid civilian casualties in Gaza and help continue the flow there of humanitarian supplies. Hamas has framed its rocket attacks on Israel as acts of resistance in the face of Israeli raids into Gaza and its refusal to lift its blockade of the area, which has been Hamas-controlled since 2007. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.